welcome to Rapid Roundup, where we take several different games throughout the week, do short critiques on them, give you an insight, and let you know what we think. Throughout all of this, my name is Moriarty.
And my name is Brax.
And this week, we'll be taking a look at SST.
Sense.
Undead Development.
And Ballistic Mini Golf.
Later on in the week, on Wednesday, we'll take a look at
Battle Chasers Night War, a new RPG that incorporates turn-based elements in a way that I love because it's a throwback to some of the older RPG battle systems.
And then on Friday, we'll be taking a reconsider of Dungeons and Treasure, which is a super, super neat roguelike in VR that they have polished the hell out of. This thing looks fantastic. But for now,
let's round them up.
SST is a game that comes from the developers of Drunk or Dead VR, which was a horde-based shooter where you were in a bar. This is a horde-based shooter where you are in an alien planet. It's essentially the bug fighting scene from Starship Troopers brought to life.
That's great. I mean, I am tired of seeing horde-based shooters, though.
I agree, and this one, unfortunately, just doesn't do a whole lot that's exciting, but it's still pretty competent. So if you were the person who watched Starship Troopers, which you'll notice this game's name is SST, then that's going to be your fantasy of destroying all the bugs as they're coming and attacking you. It is a multiplayer, horde-based shooter, VR defense game kind of thing, which means that you can do some co-op. There's multiple locations that you can go to. It's very much like Elven Assassin, so if you like that, then you'll probably like this. I think the co-op part is going to be the thing that really makes this a game that you want to play, because as a horde-based shooter, it's a competent horde-based shooter. As a co-op, well, you've got all sorts of cool stuff, such as large caliber machine guns that sit up onto the walls that you can get behind and really lay down fire while your other guy's at the corner. I can see a lot of really neat moments in this as you're trying to take the queen bug away from their planet. There's a lot of cool stuff, and I really do think that it will become neat. My only complaint right now, and this is probably the issue that I think many people will have, is each round takes about a minute and a half. It's not like you can really get into, oh my goodness, this is cool, I want to just keep doing it. I'd rather see, instead of after every wave, you go back to your base. Instead of that, I'd like to see that you just stay there and more things keep coming. I'd like to see that a little bit more. I'd also like to see them clean up the graphics just a bit so that you can more clearly define the bugs from everything else, but that's just more of a personal gripe.
Yeah, but the first thing you said isn't really a personal gripe. I don't think I would want to play any horde-based shooter in 2D or 3D if it was a minute and a half per round. That seems short. It doesn't give me enough time to actually get involved and get excited about it. Or maybe it does. It gives me just enough time to get excited about it, and then it's over, which is a letdown.
At $10, I think that you're probably getting a pretty decent buy out of it. If you're looking for a $10 or $20 game that you can pick up and play with a friend in co-op that's sort of like Elven Assassin and gives you that Starship Troopers feel, well, here you go.
And it lets you kill bugs. Bugs are gross, so good. Sense, a cyberpunk ghost story, involves mostly three keys. D to walk right, A to walk left, and E to interact with things. Those are the only three things that you're going to do. But before I say that, I want everyone to know this is actually a very early access demo, and this is not intended to represent what the full game would be. From my understanding, it's a way for them to get support for their Kickstarter.
Yes, the Kickstarter, which at time of release of this video will have about a week and a half left to go.
After this demo, I have to say that it's so early that I really don't have an opinion on the gameplay other than the fact that it's very, very simple. And most of this game, if I'm to be completely honest, are just like breast physics, and it's kind of got a little softcore porn type thing going on that I don't quite understand. Like, I understand with the art style and everything why that type of stuff is prevalent, but it seems like this game's doing it without having a reason for doing it, just because it can.
I think that's exactly it. The studio that is publishing this has published quite a lot of very porn games that I can't even say the name of without risking being demonetized, because the names are that controversial. I will say that this game, the art style is what drew me in when they contacted me. This is a hand-painted game. It's definitely very much a labor of love. And it is designed to inspire Fatal Frame or Dead or Alive nostalgia. So if you're a big fan of those kind of games and you look at this, you'll see that the story is supposed to be Blade Runner, but I get the feeling that it is not something that you were able to actually really get into because of how early this game is.
Yeah, the story is only barely even set up in this demo. Like, you get an idea of what is going on, but the minute that you do, that's the end of the demo. So there's not really a lot there for me to know about the story because it is so short. This is really just for tech reasons and to show people this is a game, it's here, help us be able to actually finish it.
So it's not even about recommending or not recommending, but if you're a big fan of the Fatal Frame, Dead or Alive, and Blade Runner, and you hear all three of those things being said and you go, oh my god, that's perfect for me, well then you can go ahead and back this on the Kickstarter. And if you decide to do that, it's going to be $20. That's the cheapest package in order to get the game.
Yeah, absolutely, you can do that. And of course, if you like breast physics, this is absolutely the game for you.
Undead Development is the zombie mode from Call of Duty in VR.
Ooh, that actually intrigues me. Zombie mode is one of my favorite things about Call of Duty. Even though I'm not a big fan of the series, I've always thought zombie mode was really neat, and I think a lot of people enjoy that. So to imagine it in VR, I like it. But is it like horde-based shooter, or are there like different ways? Because you know, in zombie modes for COD, there are pickups and different things you have to do. So what's this like?
It's a horde-based shooter, essentially, with a series of different levels where you have to survive waves. So it really is Call of Duty Zombies. You have a base, you build defenses, and then the zombies come, and you are required to kill them and keep them from getting into your base. You have to kill them all. You can build up defenses. It's an interesting way that they decided to do this. You can pick up stuff, break stuff apart, and then nail it to the walls.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting, I'll say. So the building materials are just somewhere and you just pick them up and then break them?
No, it might literally be there's a desk in the house or a drawer or a dresser and you pick it up and then you nail it to the wall. Unfortunately, this game is not ready yet. I like the concept of it quite a bit. I very much think that this is going to be a very cool game, but at the moment it is way too rough. There's a whole lot of very neat stuff here because, again, you can explore, you can choose your own base, so you can say, oh, I want to stay in this house or I want to stay in this house. Nail everything together, pick up axes. You could, if you wanted to, nail your axe to your shotgun so that you have an axe shotgun. I mean, there's a lot of really neat creative stuff here. It's got a lot of cool, replayable, open-ended, neat stuff. Really, really like the concept of this game. It's just not there yet.
You sold me the minute you said that I could make hybrid shotguns with axes on them. That sounds so amazing. But when you say it's not there yet, what is that single thing holding it back?
It's polish. There's all this stuff there, but none of it is intuitive, and you have to go through and really spend time figuring out how to play the game. It doesn't just kind of go. On top of that, there's weird decisions like how you reload your gun does not feel natural. How you pick up weapons doesn't feel natural. There's a lot of strange stuff here that I just think in VR doesn't quite work yet. But it's got such a strong concept there that I'm pretty excited for it.
Yeah, I totally get that. It's a little rough around the edges, but perhaps over time they can work on this stuff and make it a work in progress that turns into a really great product, which could happen because the idea of it at its core is actually really cool. So it would be a good idea to maybe keep an eye on this one, even if you don't invest in it immediately.
Exactly. This should be on your wish list. Check it out a little bit later once it's more refined, once you've got a few more updates onto it. Then pick it up. I think this is going to be a very, very, very cool game once it's finished, once it's a little bit more polished. I hesitantly do not recommend it.
Ballistic Mini Golf is a game that in many ways reminded me of Golf with Friends, because basically the concepts are the same. You have a little mini putt-putt course in various different environments, and your goal is to use your mouse to track the power and use a certain amount of power to get the ball throughout the map. I really don't understand what the purpose of this game is when Golf with Your Friends already exists. It's not doing anything more. It's actually doing a little bit less. You can customize your balls and put like a headdress on them and dress them up to make them unique and make them your own. But Golf with Friends gives you different kinds of balls to play with, and it makes it challenging and it gives it diversity. This doesn't do that. It's more just of a bare bones, plainer, more simple version of Golf with Your Friends.
Is it cheaper?
This game is $1 cheaper than Golf with Your Friends, and I think Golf with Your Friends is better. I would pay a dollar to have Golf with Your Friends instead of this, because it really is worth a dollar to spend that to have a better game.
Plus, a lot more people already have Golf with Your Friends, which means that you're probably going to play that with people because they already have it, as opposed to trying to convince them to jump into a whole new game.
Yeah, totally. And I think the market is already out there for that, and that's already been done. So I'm really confused about what makes this game new and different and innovative, because from what I've seen, it isn't. Their market has already been taken.
I can't say that I see a whole lot that would convince me to give up my Golf with Your Friends membership card, as it were. So I don't think I can recommend this title, simply because it doesn't do anything new, and it doesn't have the player base. Therefore, I have to recommend Golf with Your Friends as well, especially since it's only a dollar more.
Yeah, I totally agree. I even tried the most difficult levels in the game before I stopped playing it just to see, and they're not super interesting. They're just more difficult. So yeah, I would say stick with Golf with Your Friends if you already have it. There's already a player base there, and I think you'll have more people to play with. In Cry More News this week, I, Brax, will be getting a PSVR, which is something I am really excited for. I caught it on a Black Friday sale, so I was able to pick it up, and in the future, I am going to be playing some PlayStation VR games, because M has the Vive, but I will be able to play some exclusives, get some footage for that, and I'm really excited about it, because even though the PSVR doesn't seem to be as powerful as the HTC Vive, I am a PlayStation fan, and I think some of the things that they have on that platform are things that I'm going to enjoy. Take Gran Turismo Sport, for instance. You can't play that on the Vive. You can't play it on the Oculus because it's a PS4 exclusive. There are a handful of games like that out there, and I'm thinking there will be more of those like that in the future, so I can't wait to get my hands on my PSVR later this week and start playing some games so I can collect some footage and bring them on here and talk to you guys about them.
Which is interesting to me, because I think this is going to be one of the things that makes you want to go back and play a console again. Since you bought a PC, how often have you played your console?
Ooh, I would say a couple of hours a month. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, that's how little I have played my console since I bought my PC. And the reason for that isn't because console games are bad, and it's not because I don't enjoy them. The PC offers so much more convenience, especially if I'm going to be recording, if I'm going to be streaming, and the majority of my friends who are playing online multiplayer shooters and other multiplayer games are PC players. So if I'm going to have people to play with, it's going to be on the PC as well. So hopefully this PSVR will encourage me to get back to my roots a little bit and play some console games.
I feel like that's not the only reason. I feel like there's also the fact that games are typically cheaper and prettier on PC as well. For example, any game that I would pick up today, I feel like on the Steam Black Friday sale, I would have gotten it for $30 less than I would picking it up at a GameStop.
Oh yeah, that's absolutely true as well. You can catch much better deals on Steam than you normally could if you go out and buy a physical disc. And even on like the PlayStation Network, for example, their sales are not anywhere on the level of you would see with the Steam Autumn Sale or a Steam Winter Sale. They do have those promotional events and they do have discounts on games, but normally you're not going to find them for $20. They're still going to be $40 if they're originally listed at $60. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly. Whereas on Steam, I'm going to pick up a game for $5 that was $60 a week ago. I mean, Wolfenstein 2 already came down to $29 on Steam.
Yeah, and that game is basically brand new. It's been out for just a couple of weeks.
If you like it, like it. If you don't like it, don't like it. If you did like it, though, why don't you go ahead and watch another video up there in the corner? And as always,
we'll see you guys on the next one.